Hello, listeners. This is Jennifer. So I'm actually editing this episode right now, and I have realized that because this episode is a musical episode and I actually linked music within the episode, it was only going to show up on Spotify, and I don't want to make anyone switch over whatever platform they're using to listen to the podcast. So the version of the episode that you are currently listening to is available on Spotify, but also all other listening platforms that the podcast is on. And the other version you should not be able to see because it's the Spotify version. And I just wanted to clarify what that was all about, because the Spotify people will see this episode and that other version. But the whole thing is, the Spotify version, I have the songs directly linked in the episode, so they will actually play on Spotify while you're listening to the episode where I put them inside of the podcast, and those are not included in this version of the episode. So the version of the episode that you are currently listening to at this time is the one without any music in it. So like everything else is the same. I'm still talking about the songs and the music and everything. It's just that they're not going to play like they would in the other episode. So if you want them to play, then you have to switch over to Spotify to listen to the episode. Or of course, you can just play them yourself when I say to in the episode. It's not difficult to do. But you know, if you want a music-free episode, this is the one that you should listen to. And if you want the songs to play where I put them, then you should listen to the other version. So also the episodes, it's kind of complicated because the version that has the songs in it, Spotify has to review that before it goes live. So I don't know when it will go live. I just know that it will go live as soon as they have reviewed it and said that it's okay. So whenever I see that that episode is out, that's when I'll release this version of the episode. So when I see that the other one has launched and things are good, then I'll release this one. And hopefully they'll be around the same time, but that episode might come out like sooner. And I'm sorry for any confusion that that will cause, but obviously there's nothing I can do. I'm just releasing this version as well because I don't want people who listen on other platforms to not have access to this episode just because they're using a different streaming service. Like, I don't want to make anyone switch over. So if you're listening on like Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or like Pocket Cast, whatever you're listening to, I don't want to make you switch over to anything else. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. It's an interesting one. It's definitely set apart from other ones that I've done. It's unique. I get really, really excited at the end about my music because I am a true music lover. I think that's what I learned just listening to it back. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, please enjoy the episode and dream on. I'll send you back to the past, and past me will talk to you now, from now on. Go. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dream On podcast. This is your host, Jennifer. I am back after a short break from the podcast just because of my health and everything, but I am happy to report to you guys that I'm feeling so much better. I have taken a lot of time to rest, and I've been stretching every morning and just like keeping my muscles loose and everything so they don't cramp. And like, I'm really doing so much better. So I don't even need to spend any time giving you updates on that because I'm just doing really well. So now I'm more just focusing on like my future and going back to school and stuff. And like, I'm going to start planning all that stuff out. But I got back into reading again as well. I just finished Vespertine by Margaret Rogerson. I read it in 3 days. And it was really good. It was really good. I had a hard time putting it down to take breaks. And I think it was just under 400 pages, which is a nice length. Previously, that author, I really love her. I've read her other two books as well, and I've enjoyed all three of the books that she's written so far a lot. Like, she is one of my favorite authors for sure. And this book, I was so surprised to learn, is actually the start of either a duology or a trilogy, depending on how it goes for her as she writes the other books. And I'm just really excited about that because it'll be her first series instead of a standalone, which I love standalones, and I appreciate the fact that she has added more to my collection. But I mean, a series is so fun because then you just spend more time with characters, you know, and there's like more character development. So
Loved the book. Loved Vespertine. I did like Sorcery of Thorns more, but I think that's more of like a personal choice. Like, I just liked the main character more in Sorcery, but I don't know. Maybe the next book or books in Vespertine will change my mind and I'll like that series better. Who knows? I'll just have to keep reading. I'm really excited. So yeah, doing well, reading again. I'm thinking maybe I'll reread Illuminae or Skyward next, just depending on what I feel like, but it's good to get back into reading, just like things that I enjoy like that. It's really like, I think that really has helped me even just like this week to like really bounce back. And of course I've been going to therapy, which I'm very open about because I want other people to go to therapy. Like, it's not something to be embarrassed about. Like, if you go to therapy, it shows that you're a strong, well-rounded person who's willing to admit to yourself, especially, that like you have things that you are strong enough to deal with, you know? Because like when you don't go to therapy and you just hold everything inside, first of all, that's really unhealthy, but also you're just in denial. Like, most people could benefit from therapy 100%. And also very, like, a lot of people decide not to go, which, you know, it's a personal choice, but I would always recommend therapy, especially if you're like, do I really need therapy for that? Like, I don't know if it's necessary. If you're questioning if therapy is necessary, that means you need to go. Also, just want to emphasize, it's important to have a therapist that you really like. If you don't like your therapist, there's no shame in getting another one. You could switch therapists 5 times and then find one you really like, and it would be totally worth it to find that person. So, it's been kind of a long intro, but, you know, needed to give some updates there. So this episode is one that I've wanted to do for a while, but I'm quite excited to finally get to it. So today's episode is all about music. And I really don't think that in the past I would have identified as someone who loves music. But then during the whole COVID pandemic, I obviously was spending a lot more time at home and just like listening to music and trying to find new artists, which is something I often struggle to do because I like re-listening to the same things. But I really am someone that loves music, and like when a song just hits your brain in that perfect way and it just it's so good, you know what I mean? And like, if you're someone that doesn't really connect with music and you don't really like it, then that's totally fine. But if you're someone that really does love music, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, sometimes a song just really hits you perfectly. And so later in this episode, I am going to use like the Spotify feature that they released recently. Because if you don't know, Anchor, the platform that I record and edit with, is actually owned by Spotify. So with Anchor, I can link Spotify songs directly into my episode. And so then I think that if you're listening on Spotify, it'll just stream them directly in the middle of the episode. So I don't know how the heck that works, but we're going to figure it out today. And if you have Spotify Premium, it'll play the whole song. If you don't have Premium, I think it plays 30 seconds, like a 30-second clip. And I don't know if that's the middle of the song or what. And then if you're not listening on Spotify, I actually don't think there'll be anything. But it doesn't matter, because in the description of the episode, I'm just going to put all of the songs. So then you can listen on whatever you want, whether it's like YouTube and you want to watch like the music videos or whatever. Like, I don't know the music videos for these songs because I listen to them on like actual Spotify, but you know, it's just like I'm gonna make a playlist essentially, and like I'll talk a little bit about each of the songs, so I guess you'll kind of choose your own like way of how you want to experience that. I just know that I'm gonna talk about them a little bit individually, and then I'll like let them each play. So anyway, yeah, that's like for later. First, I actually wanted to talk about music in the context of dreams, because that's what we're all here for, right? So I believe that I have mentioned in the past, but I have a lot of dreams that are actually musical, and these can vary in terms of like the content that's in them, but I do have a lot of dreams that have music present. So in a lot of dreams, where especially where I'm in like a public place, like a store, or like a sort of mall. Like a lot of the time, real songs that I know will play in the dream. And this is something that's definitely possible. Like your brain does not have any trouble remembering something, especially something like a song where there's like an actual melody and there are lyrics to remember, especially when it's like you listen to it a lot, or you just know the whole thing. Like it's not hard for your brain to play it all back word for word. So I listen to music a lot in my dreams just because of that. And sometimes those are purposeful, other times they are not. And sometimes I think that it's more that just like implied like suggestibility where I'll be like, oh wow, I wish this song was on, and then it'll come on, you know, because that's just how dreams are. So that'll happen. And actually, just as an example, I have no idea yet if this song is going to be in the playlist, but dang it, I'm finding the song because it played in a dream pretty recently where I was in the mall. Oh, it was Slow Motion by Charlotte Lawrence, which I love that song. And in the dream, I was in the mall and that song came on. And I think I played it a few times because I love the song and it was stuck in my head during the day. So then it played when I was asleep. And actually, that brings me to like a pretty fun fact here. That if you wake up with a song stuck in your head, for me, when that happens, because I remember my dreams so well, I oftentimes remember that the song is stuck in my head when I'm awake, because while I was asleep, I was listening to it. So it's like, it kind of carries over. So if you wake up with a song stuck in your head, it might be because when you were sleeping, you were actually listening to it, or maybe you were like, you know, humming it or whatever in your dream, and like you were thinking about it already. And so then when you wake up, you're primed to be thinking about it again. So real songs like have a really big place in my dreams. Sometimes I'll actually even be lucid and I'll be like going along with the dream, but maybe things aren't happening really fast, or maybe I'm just hanging out. Cause like, you know, sometimes I just hang out in the dream and I'll be like just walking or whatever. And so a lot of the time when I'm doing that, I'll actually just kind of play music. And it's not for a long time. Like I don't sit there and listen to like 20 songs in a row, but maybe like one song or two songs, like just a little bit. And that's really enjoyable because it's just like, it's in your mind, right? So you hear it perfectly and just like, it's so good. Because you would never play a song that you don't like. So it's always perfect. But that is really fun. And music is excellent dream fuel in that way. Good soundtrack. But also, I have had a lot of dreams that have like original music in them. And so this will include like kind of like chorus music where like a ton of people around me are singing and like I'm singing with them. And those will be original. And then sometimes it'll be just me, like in the one lucid dream where I was on the stage in the park and I sang like several songs that were all like real songs with like music and like a chorus. And like when I woke up, I couldn't remember them. I think I remembered like the melody of one of them, but it was like, it's just so far back. You know what I mean? Like I feel like it's too far in almost like that creative realm for you to grasp it once you're awake. But like, it was real music. Like, I swear to you, it was real music with like, it sounded so good. And like, I would not have thought that it was really good if I was lucid and it sucked. Because when you're lucid, you are aware of like the quality of things and everything, you know, because it's like, it is like real life. You're thinking actively. So those were good. And like, I'm emphasizing this to you that like in your sleep, if you like, probably not even just necessarily if you're someone that likes music, if you're just someone who's even capable of getting swept up in music, that can definitely come out in your dreams, because dreams are such a creative, cool space where all of that creativity and stuff that you have inside you is really allowed to flow. And there's no restriction in terms of like, oh, what if this sounds bad? Like, what if other people don't like it? Especially if you're the only one there and you know you're the only one there and you're lucid, like there aren't any bounds to
to that. And so there's no like doubting your own creativity or anything, because no one's ever going to know if it sounds bad. Like, you're sleeping, these people around you aren't real, and they won't have anything negative to say. So that is really fun. But I wanted to go specifically over this one example because I actually did remember the lyrics to it and I wrote them down. All right, so going into this specific dream that I'm going to elaborate on, I think it was from a few years ago. I just looked for it in my notebook and I couldn't find it, but that's okay because I remember the dream pretty well. And I actually remember the song because I remember after waking up that it was the first time I had an original song in a dream that I had been able to remember the lyrics upon waking up. Because I had had dreams before where I knew that there was an original song and maybe I could recall the melody, but I couldn't remember the lyrics. So I was just kind of like stuck and like committed to losing it essentially because I didn't have enough information. So unfortunately, I've had to let a lot of those go because it's just so hard for some reason to translate the music after you wake up. Like, it's so difficult to remember it. And I don't know why that is, but it is true. It's quite hard. So this was the first time that I remembered like the dream and the song and everything. And so in the dream, I don't remember like the beginning parts of it, but I remember essentially the like important moments at the end, which is where the song was. So I know for sure that in the dream, it was me. And then there were like, so I, like I said, this was a few years ago. So I was probably like 16 or 17 when I had this dream. And so it was me and it was like other young women of like varying ages, probably into like early 20s and starting in like probably like early teens. So we were all in like a group and there were probably like 10 of us or something like that. But, you know, because it's a dream, things like the number of people you're with are like not set in stone. So sometimes you're standing there with 5 people and sometimes there's 12 people. Like, you know, it like things like that don't really matter in dreams. So anyway, I was with all of these other girls and we were like, I think we were sirens in the dream. So we were in like a Jeep and, I was not driving. Someone else was driving. We were in a Jeep and we drove down this like mountain, like cliffside down to the beach. And there was like a big overhang from the cliff and it was like kind of a darker area, but it was so beautiful. The water was so blue and it was like clear skies, super sunny. And we got out of the Jeep, and now suddenly there were a lot more of us than could have fit in that Jeep, but we were out of the Jeep, and then, like I said, I don't remember, like, the beginning of the dream, but carrying forward from whatever the heck the plot of the dream was, we were losing our, like, brothers, who were, like, mermen, who are, like, also of the same varying ages, and we were, like, losing them to the land, essentially. Like, we were going back to the ocean and they had decided that they were going to stay on land and like abandon their heritage or whatever the heck was going on. And so we, like, I didn't start it. The people around me, all of these other ladies, they started singing this. And then I, as the dreamer, just kind of had the intuitive knowledge of like where it was going and like the melody and everything. So then I joined in. And it went on for like a long time. It was probably a couple minutes, I want to say, or maybe like a minute and a half, but like we were in it, you know, and it was like that choir kind of vibe, just because we had so many voices that could go into it. And like, it was really beautiful. The lyrics were, "We have a lost sky, brother. There's no turning back." And it was like that, like that was, those were like pretty much all of the lyrics, I think, that I remembered, but they kept getting like almost like reworked in the song. So like
especially like at the end, it would get like drawn out or like shortened. Like, this is a good song, you know what I mean? And like, if I could like project this somewhere so you could hear it, I would, but there's no way for me to get it out of my brain and into yours. Like, but it was really cool. And like in the dream, I was like just so like touched, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, we're losing them, we're losing our family, basically, like half of our family was being lost. And then I think that the dream ended with all of us like going into the ocean and essentially like swimming away, except of course for me, I basically fell asleep because the dream was ending. But it was cool because I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to remember that. And so it was one of the times where I just like grabbed my notebook and was like furiously scribbling, trying to get to the part where I could record the song, because I didn't want to put it right at the beginning, which is what I've done with other dreams where I remembered the lyrics. But I didn't want to with this one because it was the first time. And I was like, I want it in the right spot in the notebook. Like, I want this to be well formatted. Yeah, I mean, I recorded it. It was awesome. Still think about the song to this day. It was really good. And I won't lie, sometimes it gets stuck in my head as if it was a real song, even though it's one that no one else has ever heard except for me. But now you guys know the lyrics. So, I mean, I guess you kind of know what I'm talking about, at least a little bit. But yeah, musical dreams are very real, and they are very cool, and they sound really good. Like, I'm sure that that could come from anyone's mind who has heard and enjoyed music at any point in time, because just music itself as an experience is not unique to anyone, right? What is unique is like our tastes and stuff, but anyone who has heard and enjoyed music, I'm sure, could come up with a song of some sort if they actually let themselves be creative like that. And so that's why dreams and stuff are so interesting, because in that realm where you're so in contact with your creative side and you're so not worried about what other people think about it, like, you're really able to just get in touch with that part of yourself and really let that shine instead of like being afraid of it or embarrassed about it or whatever the heck it is. So it's really cool. And I love musical dreams, and I love waking up with a song stuck in my head, because I'm like, nice, like, that was a good choice for, you know, a dream soundtrack. Like, it's an interesting experience. And I think that the whole like listening to music in your sleep is probably something that most people do. And I think that that's why people wake up with a song stuck in their head. Like, really, that is what I think happens. Because where else would it come from, right? You were asleep. You didn't actually hear the song, but you could have totally heard it in your dream. So I'm pretty much 100% sure that that's where that comes from. And that's my theory that I'm pitching here officially. So I lay claim to that idea, and I want credit for it if it's proven correct by anyone. I'm claiming the credit. So now that we have completed that whole talk, I think that's everything I wanted to talk about in regards to that. So now I'm going to basically make you guys a little playlist, and I'm a little bit nervous about it because here's the thing, okay? I have good music taste, like straight up. I have good music taste. When I turn on my music in the car, I can have a really big group of people in there, and everyone is going to hear something that they like, okay? But I'm also nervous about it because, like, if you really hate one song, it's just going to be like, wow, like, her music sucks. So I hope that at the very least, it's bearable. But also, if you don't want to listen to it, that's fine. This is a dream podcast. It's not a music podcast. But it's fun for me because I really like music. And I listen to songs like on repeat. And I also listen to music before I go to bed, which I think influences as well. Just the fact that I hear songs in my sleep and stuff like that, and like have musical dreams, because I strongly associate music with sleep and relaxation. And so those for me are quite similar in terms of just like where they're at in my day and everything. So I'm going to go into that now And it's going to be interesting because I haven't like made a playlist for this or anything. I'm just going through like my favorite songs because I have a list of favorite songs that I keep going. Actually, wait. So I have a whole playlist of my favorite songs and it's just called Faves. Let's see how many are on it. So it is 12 hours and 54 minutes as of today. It doesn't show me how many there are, but yeah, we're at like 13 hours of favorite songs. And these aren't all current favorite songs, but they're favorite songs that I have at least considered in the past to be my favorite songs. So like the whole goal of this is for me to go back and be able to listen to songs that I used to think were my favorites. And then in the future, if my tastes change or whatever, that's fine. But like then I can go back and be like, wow, like I used to like this. Like, and I'll still probably know every word, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that'll be a cool experience at some point. So I'm saving it and that'll be cool one day. But yeah, right now I'm actually going to go through and find some songs to play. So for you, it'll be like a couple seconds. But for me, I will rejoin you in just a few minutes. See you in a sec. All right. I have found the first song that I want to share on this little playlist, and it is Alone by Fickle Friends. And Fickle Friends, they have kind of an American 80s aesthetic, which is interesting because they're actually from the UK. And I love all of their music, which for me is pretty rare, I would say. Like, I love loving all of an artist's music, but I'm a little bit picky about the music that I like, honestly. But I can shuffle all of their stuff. So yeah, Fickle Friends, Alone, it's a good song. You should listen to it. Okay, next up I have Crowd by Sophie Cates, aka Silver Sphere. And this song, to say the least, hits my brain at just the correct angle. And the sound for me, just like everything in this song, is just like I ascend to another plane of existence. And that's quite a personal thing. I don't expect that to be like that for everyone. You might not like the sound of it. It is pretty specific, but I just love it. So listen to the song, please. This third artist is someone that I only started listening to because of my sister, which is actually the same for a lot of my music. Like, I only recently started listening to things on my own and trying to find new music because my sister really listens to a lot of music, like probably more than I do for sure, just in terms of like time consumed and stuff. I'm someone that I listen to music, but I also listen to a lot of podcasts. So my time is definitely taken up by the podcasts just because obviously, a podcast episode is like an hour, and that's a lot of time gone from the day already. And I listen to a lot of podcasts. So, anyway, where was I going with this? Yes. Okay. So, my sister introduced me to Lizzie McAlpine a couple years ago, and I think I've mentioned her on the podcast before. At the very least, I've mentioned her on the podcast Instagram account before. She was my top artist of 2021, which surprised me, but it makes sense because I probably have at least two of her songs on like all of my playlists. I love Lizzie McAlpine, but her music is pretty slow. So I enjoy her music, but in terms of just like my favorite stuff, most of it is not like my favorite kind of music, but like I love all of her songs. She's an amazing singer. She's an amazing writer. And just like all of her music is just so good. And it just like, it makes your heart just like hurt. Like, she's such a good musician and singer and everything. So I love Lizzie McAlpine. But probably my favorite song of hers does not represent the rest of her music. And you've probably heard of it because it's been huge, or at least it was huge a couple months ago because it went a little bit viral, and it's called Erase Me, and it's really good. So Erase Me by Lizzie McAlpine is next in the playlist that I'm making here, so I hope that you enjoy it. You should definitely listen to it. Continuing on, I
unfortunately must say that as far as like personal taste goes, I tend to enjoy listening more to female vocalists than male vocalists. And this I have definitely talked about before in some episode somewhere. Especially because I listen to music before going to sleep, there's something about like the female voices that's just better for me in terms of like helping me fall asleep. And I don't know why that is, but I do know as well that when I'm listening and I'm awake, I think it's just easier for me to like harmonize with the female singers, just also having a female voice. And I think that it's just easier for me to hit the notes and stuff that they hit. And so I think that that might be part of why I prefer female singers, and also probably just the whole like psychology of like projecting myself, right, onto like the singer and everything. So it's probably more easy for me to relate to it or something. I don't know. But I do tend to listen to far more female artists than male artists. But the next song is one of the rare times that a male artist has a song that makes it onto like my favorite songs playlist. And this song is so good. Like, it's so good. But the artist, I haven't listened to many of his other songs, but the ones that I don't think he has a lot, but like the ones that I've heard, I really did not enjoy. Sorry. But this song is really good. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend anything else by him, but like this song. So the song is Feel Like Home by Immanuel Franco. And it's really good. As I continue on, I'm realizing just how many artists I really, really, really love. If people like this episode, I might have to do this again because I just love so many artists. I love so many songs. Like, they're just so good. So the next song that I really want to like shine a spotlight on is Seasons by Tori Template. And Tori Template is not an artist that I believe any of you will have ever heard of, because she actually, let me check her listening stats right now. So Tori Template, she has 99,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. So that's actually more than I thought. But I have 7 liked songs by Tori Template. Like, I love everything that she does. I would probably put her in like my top artists of all time. She has an EP called Seasons, and it's from 2021. And oh, it's actually an album. It's 7 songs, but it is 22 minutes long, and I will shuffle it over and over and over again. Like, it's so good. So Tori Template is everything to me. Seasons is my favorite from her, but everything else that she has ever done is also beautiful, and I love it all. So yeah, Tori Template, I'm gonna specifically add Seasons to this playlist, but anything by her I endorse fully, and I love her. So you should listen to anything by Tori Template. Next up, how could we go through a playlist without including Umi on the playlist? Umi had to be here. And I am basic. I like Love Affair. It's her most popular song, but it's just good. That's why it's her most popular song. Like, I love Love Affair. It's so good. So that's all I even need to say about it. Like, listen to Love Affair by Umi. And that is UMI, all caps. Up next, we have a song that has been on my playlist for a number of years now. It has survived, I think, all of high school, and now the first couple years of college, and it has remained one of my favorite songs, which is quite difficult for a song to do, right? Like, it needs to be good for you to really like it for that long. So this song is Gut Feeling featuring Her, and it's by LMI and Her, and it's really good. It is explicit, which I don't think I mentioned, but some of this, I need to look back, but I don't think any of the songs so far have been explicit, but this one is explicit. So if you have small children around you, don't listen to it with them there, but it's really good. So you should still listen to it, just not with small children around.
Now, it is absolutely killing me right now that as we're going through this, I know that I'm running a really long episode here, especially if you're actually listening to the full song every time I link one. So I think I have to limit myself to doing, oh my gosh, 3 more songs. So there will be 3 more, and then I will restrain myself and I will stop. And maybe I'll have to do this again, even if people hate it, just because I am dying because I love these songs so much. But up next is the song Hollow by Lehigh. And I have not been listening to Korean music for that long, honestly, but, I talk a lot about my best friend Nina on this podcast, and she and my other friend Rebecca both listened to a lot more Korean music than I ever did, and so their influence really like has rubbed off on me. So I listen to a substantial amount now, but like I said, I'm pretty selective about like the songs and stuff that I like. But a good group that I like is Day 6. Like they are one of those rare groups that it's like the same thing where like you find an artist and it's like, finally, I can just hit shuffle and I don't have to skip anything. So like long car ride or whatever, Day 6 is really good. And it's also like not like super slow or like sleepy. Like it's actually like upbeat and stuff, which for me when I'm driving is really important. I don't like listening to slow stuff when I'm driving. So yeah, Day 6. But I'm not playing anything of theirs right now. I'm playing Hollow by Lehigh, which is really good. Lehigh is a really, really popular artist, and her voice is absolutely beautiful. And Hollow is my favorite song of hers that I've heard so far. And it's everything to me. I play it all the time. So Hollow by Lehigh. Please, please, please listen to it. It's so good. It's so beautiful. Second to last song here before I finally call it a day and stop forcing my music on unsuspecting people. I mean, you are suspecting though. Like the episode title says that this is gonna be a musical episode. So like, I don't know what else you guys were expecting from me. But this next artist is one that I only started listening to this month. And I am sorry because I don't actually know if her name is Juliana or Juliana. But it is Juliana or Juliana Joy. And she has a wonderful little EP called Garden of Eden. And it just came out this year in 2022, the year of our Lord, AD. And the song that I love most in this little EP, which is 29 minutes, the EP is 29 minutes, not the song, thank goodness. Although I would still listen to it. 29 minutes, that would be cool. But my favorite one in the EP is Blood Runs Out, and that's all caps, all one word, Blood Runs Out. And it is so freaking good. Like, much like Tori Template's EP, I shuffle this EP over and over and over and over again. Like, the other day, I was cleaning my room and reorganizing my bookshelf, and I listened to it, I think, 4 times in a row. And that was just like, obviously I wasn't cleaning for all of that time, but like just, I was listening to it over and over again and it's so good. So Blood Runs Out, Juliana Joy, a must listen to for every living soul on earth. It is so freaking good. And I love this artist and I want more from her. So I wait every day waiting for her to release more music. As the finale of this playlist episode, music episode that we have going here, I have a song that is so unbelievably good. It's pretty slow, but like the instrumentals in this freaking song, like I can't even handle it. Like I put the song on repeat before bed. I put it on repeat in the car. Today I have one of my, I think, final therapy appointments that I'm gonna go to because I'm doing so well. I think I'm gonna have this one on repeat on my way to therapy today because it's so freaking good. And it's just like so, I think cathartic is the word that I'm looking for here, but I might be wrong about that. But it's like, it's so cathartic to hear it and to like sing along with it, because it's just like the emotion in the song is so good. And like, I know that you can't hear me or you can't see me right now, but I'm like talking with my hands right now and I'm like looking around even though no one's here. Like, I'm just so excited when I talk about this song because it's so good. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the song is Chaotic Live by Elise. And this artist has 2 million monthly listeners. And I have listened to other songs from her. And I remember thinking that they were fine. But Chaotic Live is like the pinnacle of music. Like, it's so good. And the song, again, if you're around small children, please don't listen to this one around them. Like, please don't. Because this one is about being in love with a drug addict. So, not for children, but, like, it's so good. It's just, like, it's so good. It's about, like, toxic love. And you listen to it and it just, like, it just sweeps you away. Like, this song I have been saving for the finale of this. Like, I will die with this song in my headphones. This is everything to me. And if you don't like it, you're not allowed to listen to the podcast anymore. And you have to send me $20. So that's the law. I did make the rules and now I'm going to enforce them. So that's the rule. You have to like the song. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay me $20. So let's hope for your sake that you do like it. And this is Chaotic Live by Elise. That was the last song that I have, honestly, the time to talk about. There are a lot of other artists that I really like, and just, like, a lot of other songs that just, like, absolutely kill me because they're so good. I am not one of those people... Well, okay, it happened one time, but I'm not one of those people typically that gets, like, goosebumps or anything from listening to, like, good music, even though some people do have, like, that physical reaction that you can see, which is so cool. I am the kind of person that, like, I hear a good song and I'm just, like, fixated on it. And I try to not let songs kind of lose that quality, you know what I mean, from, like, over-listening to them, which I'm sure that several people listening right now are guilty of doing that, because you can definitely do that. But I really don't let myself do that. So I like to have my favorite songs be my favorites, like, forever. So for as long as a song can be my favorite song, I want it to be. So on my actual liked songs list, so this is not the same as the favorite songs playlist, because those are all of my past favorite songs. So these are all of the songs that I consider to be my present favorite songs. So, like, if you turned on this song, I would not skip it. That's essentially my criteria. It's like, it is unskippable for me. And obviously it doesn't have to be like that I'm always necessarily in the mood for a song, because it's not like every single second of my life I'm like, wow, I want to hear Chaotic by Elise. It's just that most times in my life I'm like, yes, turn it on right now, like, I'm ready. So, you know, that's kind of the criteria. But in the, like, playlist right here that are all of my current favorite songs, I have 171 songs. And you need to keep in mind that that's after purging probably 15 of them a couple days ago. So these are, like, truly favorites of mine, and there are 171. And just, like, going through these, I'm like, yep, that's a favorite, yep, that's a favorite, yep, that's a favorite. And it's like, I really like music, guys. And it's just like, that's kind of something that I realized only recently, because I have always enjoyed music, but for some reason I thought that, like, other people liked it more than I did. I guess it's because I'm not someone that, like, really obsesses over just, like, one artist or one group. Like, I'm not a super fan of anyone. It's just that, like, I'm like, wow, I really love all of your music. Like, Tori Template, I love
all of her music. I love everything she's ever put out. And I'm just like, yes, but I'm also not a super fan. You know what I mean? And so I think for a long time, I associated someone who really loved music as being a super fan of someone or some group. And that's really not the case. Like, I just love music. I don't love necessarily like the artists as much as I love the music, which I think is more normal. Like, sorry to everyone who's a super fan. But I think it's good, you know? I love music, and that's cool that I'm one of those people. So I have just realized literally a second ago, as I said, that I included one male artist today, which was not my intention. That was not my intention. I wanted to include more. I have a couple more I listen to. Like, I love Khalid. I listen to all of Khalid's music. He's really good. But I didn't include anything by Khalid because I don't think he has any songs that I'm like, yeah, that's my favorite song. It's just that I generally really enjoy all of his music. So he's not like a favorite song. He is probably one of my favorite artists because it's so rare for everyone, you know, to find an artist that you love all of their music. And I really enjoy all of his. Like, I don't think there's any that I skip. So Khalid, I love Khalid, but like, do I even... I like AJ Mitchell, which I don't actually know how popular he is. Hold on. I have to unlock my phone. He has some music. I don't think he has a ton, but AJ Mitchell, I think I've listened to most of his stuff and I actually liked it. So he has 4.5 million monthly listeners on Spotify. I have not listened to his 2021 album because he only has one song that I'm like, that's my favorite song. And it's not just him. I think it's a collaborative song. But I like him and he's a guy. So anyway, I'll try to include more male artists in the future on these playlists. But like, also, even the ratio of just one for however the heck many this was, that's an inaccurate ratio because I just don't listen to that many male artists. And like, I think it's fine, you know, because like I just don't love them as much, and that's okay. So I have completed the episode. I have included many songs that I am pretty in love with. And I think overall it was successful, even though I'm sure that not everyone got this far. Thank you to everyone who did. Even if you skipped over the songs and just heard me talk more, that's totally good. Thank you so much for that anyway. And I will continue doing the podcast, continue updating you guys. I think there's going to be 20 episodes in this season. And then I'll officially launch season 3 of the podcast with the new cover art that I've been working on with the help of my patrons. Thank you, patrons. And if you want to support me, you too can become a patron on Patreon. I have a $3 monthly tier, I have a $5 monthly tier, and I have a $10 monthly tier. And the whole idea of that is not necessarily that you subscribe forever. Like, you guys don't have to do that. The whole thing, though, is just that, like, if you want to even just do like a one-time donation, then like, do it. Subscribe for 1 month and then cancel. Like, I won't be sad. Like, so, you know, if you want to support me, you can. I have a couple bonus episodes on there, and that's something that I really want to work on in the future, especially now that I'm freaking trying to like feel better right now. So, you know, assuming everything goes well, I should be getting back to work on things that are important to me, things such as this podcast. Thank you all for your continued support during my unfortunate health struggles at the ripe young age of 20 years old. It's awesome that I'm already dealing with health problems right now. But that's okay. That's why I'm going to therapy. Things are going well. It's all right. It's all good. I'm just processing everything. And I will get through this. Just like everything else in my long life. My long, long life. All right. So thank you all so much for listening. I hope that you found a song that you liked. That is basically the main goal of this. I hope you found at least one song or one artist that you liked. Listen to Tori Template, please. Also, please listen to Lizzie McAlpine. Listen to her. Listen to Umi. Listen to
all of the artists that I have shared, except for poor Emmanuel. He doesn't have that many songs. I'm sorry. But I love that song. So listen to that song just like so many times by him. Feel like home. And now I'm going to stop the episode. Thanks, guys. And dream on with your new music.